VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy. French President Emmanuel Macron said on Tuesday that he hoped to close a rift with a U.S. counterpart, Joe Biden, when the pair meet in Rome at the end of October, saying that he wanted the longtime allies to work together once again in good faith. The reconciliation at the Group of 20 summit on October 30th to 31st would follow a Biden-Macron phone call last month and potentially end a transatlantic row triggered last month by the United States' negotiation in secret of a military pact known as AUKUS with Australia and Britain to counter China, excluding France altogether. Australia's decision under AUKUS to cancel a lucrative submarine contract with France in September and opt out for a U.S.-designed nuclear-propelled vessel incensed Paris. Macron said the episode was a sign that the EU needed to do more on its own, particularly in crises on the 27-nation bloc's borders. The European Union's 27 leaders began tracing and out a new approach to China Tuesday at their first summit on Sino-European strategy since the bloc imposed sanctions on Beijing in March, drawing retaliation that jeopardized the new investment pact. Over dinner at a Slovenian castle, leaders also deliberated over how to forge a more forceful European foreign policy after Washington ignored European pleas to extend the pullout from Afghanistan and form a partnership with Australia and Britain to counter China that excluded France. There is more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Evidence has emerged that a ship's anchor snagged and dragged an underwater pipeline that ruptured and spilled tens of thousands of gallons of crude oil off Southern California, an accident the Coast Guard acknowledged it did not investigate for nearly 10 hours after the first call came in about a possible leak. The pipe was split open and a huge section was apparently dragged more than 100 feet or 30 meters along the ocean floor, possibly by an anchor that hooked the pipeline, causing a partial tear, according to federal transportation investigators. The pipeline has established and been pulled like a bowstring, they said. The spill sent up to 126,000 gallons of heavy crude oil into the ocean off the Huntington Beach, California area, and it then washed onto miles of beaches and a protected marshland. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's special envoy met Taliban leaders in Afghanistan to discuss the humanitarian crisis and ways to prevent the country from becoming an incubator for militants. Simon Guess, Johnson's high representative for Afghanistan, met Taliban leaders to address the humanitarian crisis, the importance of preventing the country from becoming an incubator for terrorism, and the need for continued safe passage for those who want to leave the country. In a reversal of Trump administration policy, the U.S. State Department on Tuesday disclosed the number of nuclear weapons in the U.S. stockpile. It said the global efforts to control the spread of such weapons, the number of U.S. weapons, including those in active status as well as those in long-term storage, stood at 3,750 as of September 2020. That is down from 3,805 a year earlier and 3,785 in 2018. As recently as 2003, the U.S. nuclear weapons total was slightly above 10,000. It peaked at 31,000 and more in 1967. Nicaragua said Tuesday that it will get 7 million doses of Cuban coronavirus vaccines over the next 3 months. The vice president did not say whether Cuba is donating or selling the vaccines to Nicaragua. The vice president said the Cuban vaccines will be used to vaccinate children and youths between the ages of 2 and 17. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.